Welcome to Australian Transformers Weekly, your first choice for Transformers News in Australia. This is episode 104, recorded live, April 21st. Damn, where has this month gone? 2017. I'm your host for tonight, Brad Ostron Prime, and joining me from over west in Adelaide, Max. How are you going, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm enlightened, but we'll get to that in a minute. Also, rejoining us from... he hasn't been on since episode 100. Mikey, in Sydney.
What episode are we on? 104?
This is episode 104. Is yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So that's not the longest time I've been away, but yeah, okay, I'm back. Hello. Yeah. I'm still alive.
Still here, still with
us. I know,
still
I know. Yes, I know some of you are disheartened to hear that, but you know, oh well, screw
you're
you.
Still brave.
How are you, Brad? How has your week been? I hear you've been enlightened.
Yeah, enlighten me.
I learned today that Monkey Magic is coming back.
Yep.
I learned today what Monkey Magic is.
Yes, from Brad. Yeah, me too.
from that little pause, I suddenly guessed that Monkey Magic may not be in everyone's vocabulary.
No. But apparently it will be soon. So
yes.
I'm open to seeing what it's about.
Yes, I am looking forward to it. It's a New Zealand production with some local cinematography work. So I think it will look gorgeous. And we can't comment or criticise the story, the actors or anything else because, quite frankly, the original was no better. Max, what's been happening?
Not too much, mostly just been working in the past few days. Went down to the south coast, which was always good fun. And then today I've just been prepping for the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair tomorrow.
Yes, that is on this weekend. We've got a table down there at that event. We done the November one last year, didn't we?
Yeah, Supernova.
Didn't you do that as well? Isn't it a bi-yearly thing?
No, I think there's a couple of smaller ones on. I think it was in June or July. There was the Halloween. No, wait.
October was Halloween.
October Halloween Comic Con. That was the other one we did.
Oh.
Okay.
So it was Comic and Toy Fair, Halloween Comic Con, and Supernova in November.
Check out the past events gallery on the TCCA website, and you'll.
Yeah. Well, I just thought the other day Sydney hasn't really had anything recently, have we? That I can think of. Any Transformers related things or anything like that, or any meetups or anything?
No. I know we'll organise in one for the next month or two, but I think we're going to push it back and do something for Nova weekend.
Are you coming Sydney Nova?
I want to try to.
Nice. Cool.
The biggest problem with Nova is not getting there or getting back. Well, yeah, it is getting back because I can't get work off easily. And famously year before Supernova, I made a mad dash for the airport at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and on the Sunday and missed my flight. Had to wait until 8 o'clock. Had to wait 8 o'clock to fly in on the last plane back at Albury, and it made Monday very, very interesting. So.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah,
I can imagine.
And that was after getting into Sydney at 9-ish, and then having Bill pick me up, guard around to Jason's, recording the podcast episode, getting back to the motel after midnight, getting very little sleep, doing a day of Supernova, then doing a meetup that night, and then another day of Supernova and trying to fly home. So it's. They're very, very big weekends, and Melbourne's going to be no different. I did try and get to Gold Coast this year, but I had some severe car issues, and that's where that's going to end. But hopefully now we're all set and can look at the year ahead. But Mikey, it's been 4 weeks, and we just had the Easter weekend, so I hope everyone had some chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Got lots of chocolate.
I've increased my body fat percentage.
Oh, we all have. That's what Easter's about, isn't it? what have I been doing? I haven't really been doing too much. I've started a new course, so I'm really happy about that. We went to the Blue Mountains for the Easter Monday, and that was a really good day. We toasted some chestnuts, I think, or whatever type of nuts you toast, which I don't think that's really the best thing to toast because that's just a weird thing. We also brought marshmallows, which were better, but you know. But my chunk out of my finger, so that kind of put a dampener on the day. Because I was trying to save him from eating a chicken bone. But he really wanted to eat that chicken bone because, as you know, dogs can't have any cooked bones because that can really stuff their stomachs up.
City dogs can't have any cooked bones.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, because we actually care. We care about our dogs living. Anyway.
We care about you too, but just we grow them tough.
Yeah, but, you know.
No lap dogs out of here.
Great mother died of pure testosterone.
He looks like a laptop, but he's not. But anyway, yeah, he took a chunk out of my finger, and that really quite hurt. And then it was just like, yeah. So that was interesting, and that still hurts today. So yeah, that was fun. But other than that, yeah, I got lots of good chocolate. Happy about that. And yeah, food coma on Sunday, of course, because you can't have an Easter Sunday without a good food coma.
Awesome. All right, about time we get into the show. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Take your butt to work day. We're in the sixth week. We did record early last week, so wow. We didn't have the week five winner, which was Richard Birch with his MP10 on the assembly floor with some electric forklifts, which he cool. He posted a few of these photos to the group, and this was one of the better ones he picked out. But they were all great photos and just deserved. And this week, week six, winner Liam Sanders with a 20-pack of Easter chocolate eggs and the Shark Tom's trying to eat them.
I wish I had that 20-pack. Oh, yeah. Those things just look like little eggs, don't they? They're just walking, talking little egg monsters, kind of. They really should have been called piranacons. They'd look nothing like a shark, to be honest. I had this thought that the Sharkticon should have been called Piranacons, and then the Piranacons should have just been called like just the Seacons, and then turn into King Poseidon, because like I don't even think there's a piranha in that lineup, and if there is, there's only one. But the Sharkticons are just piranhas. There's no shark to them.
I'd say they're more a tennis ball with a mouth.
Yeah, or they look like anglerfishes. They look like anglerfish, but like without the, you know, angler.
I'll take your anglerfish and raise you a Transformers Prime Season 2 Iran Pax Part 2 Scraplets.
Scraplets, yeah. But these came before the Scraplets, so, I mean, because...
Well, these didn't. The original Sharkticons did, but...
Yeah, you know what I mean. The original Sharkticons, yeah. But, they're just piranhas. And, I mean, the other versions, the first versions, which we didn't get toys of, which have been called the Alligatorcons or whatever, again, they didn't look like Sharkticons either. They looked more like a weird version of an alligator or a crocodile. So, you know, it's always been weird. Like, just because it's got a fin doesn't mean it's a shark. Because, like, that's probably the only thing that makes it look like, that would make you think it could possibly be a shark-type monster thing, you know? Also, it has arms and legs, so, you know.
I wonder what costs the most in this photo, the two Sharkticons or the 20 eggs?
Look, I'm going to say the two Sharkticons because that would be $40 right there, and I can
say
that's a value pack, and I'm probably going to say that at the most that's going to cost $10. And maybe he got it on, like, the day after Easter where they, like, go drastically down in price.
He could have gone to Meijer 2 days beforehand.
And? How much?
That's an $80 set of eggs right there.
Are you serious?
I'm not, but still.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, Meijer. Bloody hell. Price match them. Shit.
Wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah.
Oh,
nah, that's all good. Congratulations, guys. You are in the draw for the end of year giveaway, and you'll, as you can see here on the site, posted up for the weekly post. We still haven't got the prizes sorted out for the end of the year, but it's going to be about $150 worth. So keep an eye out on the group for that.
We can enter though, yeah, can't we? Like people on the podcast. Okay, cool. All right, I'll have to think of something.
Yeah, the only one that's I exempt myself because I'm running it. Everyone else is.
That's fair.
Fair game. And it doesn't. We had comments today in the group. It doesn't have to be at work if you don't work. If you're a stay-at-home person or whatever else, it's just out of your display. Whether it can be sitting on the bench, on the kitchen table, on the stove, on the maybe not on the stove.
accidentally, unless you're cooking your Sharktacons who would you cook?
Just a G1 sea spray overlooking you doing the dishes, like it doesn't.
Oh, you know what? I've got a really good idea, and I think I know what I'm going to do for my first attempt at a thing. Yep, I just thought. I just saw a bot. I'm just like, yeah, okay, I can make something funny with that. Anyway,
take it to yourself.
I'm not going to give away so somebody else takes it.
Let's get into some news for this week.
We're going to move swiftly on and get to the news. Straight into news.
Hasbro news.
That will take us into some news.
What news comes from Via Yonder?
Robots in Disguise, Season 3. Not Season 3.5, Season 4.6, whatever.
God, it's all confusing.
It's not. We've had Season 1, we've had Season 2, and then they had Season 2.5, which was not Season 3. Netflix, you suck. This is Season 3, 22 episodes. We've got a trailer for it. Return of some characters we know, return of some new characters. Get Blur in this.
Yeah, Blur looks ripped straight out of Rescue Box.
Well, they even made a reference to that. Sideswipe said, shouldn't you be off rescuing someone? And I'm up to date on this series, but I'm not up to date on Rescue Bots because that is the longest running Transformers TV series ever now, which is absolutely ludicrous. But I mean, I guess it's good, but it happened a while ago. It's like, it's well over G1 and all that. So
it's aimed at the target audience.
And then, the target audience love it, you know? And it's good.
That's the Blur, his voice. Did that sound like a Gears or a Huff or something? It sounded like that gruff, no-nonsense sort of voice, but coming from Blur, which should have been the sped-up...
I'm pretty sure, again, the design... So basically, I think Prime Bumblebee went over... I saw this episode of Rescue Bots where Prime Bumblebee went over to the Rescue Bots... universe or Rescue Bots Island, I guess, because apparently Rescue Bots Prime and RID are all in the same continuity.
Yeah,
not like multiverse is just one continuity. So
who the hell's Tealface?
I think that's either Dragstrip or as Max said.
Yeah,
before.
I wasn't sure it was Dragstrip. Swindle or Dragstrip.
I think it's Dragstrip because I think Swindle would have more of a boxy head, but you never know. Yeah. But I'd pretty much say that's Dragstrip. Is that Steeljaw back? But he was. See, that's Dragstrip, 100%. I've got to say. Because he turns into a car.
Oh, I'd say it's Drift. That's Drift with rocket boosters.
Is that Drift? I don't know.
Who the hell was that?
That's Soundwave.
That looked like Blur. Oh, Soundwave. Yeah,
that's Soundwave. So my theory so far is.
He's got that mace thing that the Autobots carry.
He looks like he's a breakdown mold, repurposed kind of. So maybe he remade his body off breakdown. I don't know, but
the Soundwave figure is entirely new. So.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, it's going to explain it in the series, so we don't know yet. But that Blur is so the Blur from Rescue Bots is simple. This is a much more RID looking Blur. And they've got this. So this time, the Stunticons only have two of them to combine together. But I think it's all see because you got the other two in the background. So,
we're just getting me here is I was looking at a couple of his combiners and thinking that we've never seen them before. But it's worth noting that they have different combination setups here. So
so
four teams, and then just two of them combined together.
Yeah. So.
Like Wild Rider.
That's what I was thinking. So you can either have the normal Menasaur type thing where it would have five bots combined, or these weird, just like what were those toys before that did this type of thing?
Well, going off from Australia Toy Fair, you had the Optimus Prime and...
Yeah, Strong, so basically that's it, yeah.
Yeah, so the smaller Legends, they're Legends size, but they're not Legend class.
Yeah, no.
So you got a Motor Master and something at the bottom
dead
of it combined
or
into one.
Dread, yeah. No, dead end or...
Whatever. Or there's going to be a Deluxe or a Scout class that has all five combined, and we can
yeah,
see...
Yeah, 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 you saw that. You've got the combiner in the box already combined,
yeah.
And then you've also got the littler figures that can also... I think... Well, from the toys so far, we've seen that one of them definitely...
Is the difference between the Combiner Force and the Crash Combiners?
So yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they're in the same line.
Are just the two figures. Yeah, they're the same line.
Yeah.
The Crash Combiners are a bit like the two that form into one.
Yeah, they're more like the Energon things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones are like the four of them making one.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they might play around with... They'll either just combine into... the two guys or the whole team, they might, you know, mix it up a bit. So, interesting to see. I'm glad we're actually getting a series where we get combiners and, you know, they'll hopefully have some character because, like, whenever we have...
And they'll combine.
Yeah, yeah. Unlike Combiner Wars, which, you know, that didn't happen.
Aimed at the fans. Aimed at the adult fans.
Also, I can pretty much confirm now that's Dragstrip because that's...
Yeah.
Dragstrip.
Yeah.
He's next to the... He's next to the... Stunticons.
He got left out. They didn't get to play.
Him, man. Now, that guy actually looks like the repaint of Wheeljack, so that's pretty interesting.
Even that's a different Stunticon again. It looks like a drag
strip. That's a combiner. Yeah, it's top end and the other dude.
Yeah, yeah, so it's a two... Yeah, so it's a two-party bot.
It'll be drag strip on the top and then...
Wild Rider or Dead End or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
they've got new names
like
as well. I think they've got new names.
The middle
Motor Master and Dragstrip are definitely kept the names.
Yeah, the middle of that isn't what it's supposed to be, but is this supposed to be the Forge of Souls Prime?
No. I guess it's just another hammer because it's obviously they've taken the CGI render of the Forge and then just made another.
Yeah.
Let's
look at that. There we go. That's making those Minicons boobs or pectorals.
No, they're not making them. I was just, just because I thought, because you know how Drift's things are circular, just like they can make bumble tits. So why not? This is a weird concept. So
that's a lot of being not much Grimlock.
Yeah,
he's got the biggest mass.
Mass shifting. They should have added Drift in there as well, but you know, whatever. Drift and B should have made the torso, really.
This reminds me of the new Voltron. We're all going to sort of get to know each other and, okay, I'm going to be the leg and you can be the arm and all that sort of thing. Like, it's just, they're just going to camp out under the stars and go, okay, Grimlock, you're going to be on the bottom.
I think this is a failed attempt at combining. I don't think they're trying to... I don't think they're having a heart-to-heart. I think they've tried to run into each other to combine, but it didn't work. Because if you watch the trailer, it seems like they did do that. But this is weird. So they're just making a giant B. So it's not a new combiner.
That's the
it's
thing.
Just a B.
This should be Megazord. Each arm or each limb, different color. There shouldn't be a piece of side-swapping B on the same limb unless we've got some... parts forming on.
Unless they're doing a Motor Master where his legs were basically Motor Master's legs with two cars tacked onto it.
And then to have Drift as a sword, like, that's
odd. And then that just throws scale out the window then. Because then look at Bumblebee. Bumblebee's gigantic in this, like his torso. Like, look, combiners have been a, you know, talking point.
That's a mass shifting and a half.
Imagine trying to, like, they're never going to, but imagine trying to engineer a Drift that turned from a robot to a car to a giant sword, and then a strong arm that turned from a robot to robot to car to arm. They'd never be able to do this. Like,
well,
they can do it basically, but they can't do it, you know, accurately. You know what I mean?
we're going to get into a little bit later in third-party news with one company that is doing a Movieverse bot, and it transforms into a very real-life car. But
I we'll cannot wait to tell to that.
I know.
I'm very
can't
excited. Yeah.
In the meantime, we have some Last Night Legends Deluxe and Voyager Class Wave 2 figure images. So we've got Berserker. Yeah, it is Berserker.
Yeah, if you look at the robot like mode, Berserker. I'm sort of picking up a bit of a Kenna Predator toy homage vibe.
Oh, no, the whole dreads from Dark of the Moon are all based off the Predators. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm thinking that this figure, more specifically, is,
like,
in terms of proportions, feels like a reference to the old Kenner figures.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a stretch. But
I only know the alien figures. I didn't know the Predator had its own toy line type thing. Are you talking about the Mecha, the NECA ones, or...?
Kenner, so from back when the movies were still coming out, like beyond.
Did they have a car glued on the back?
I would say not.
They might have, I didn't collect that line personally, so
it may be a hybrid. It's a hybrid line between Kenner, and they got the Kenner mold and going, we're going to make this thing transform into a robot. Let's put a shell former on its back. I just hope there's. I don't mind the beast aspect of it. I didn't mind it in Dark of the Moon, but do something with it. Like the way they ran and pursued the Autobots up the freeway in Dark of the Moon was great.
But I love that scene. That was a great scene.
But like now on this box, well, it's not box art, it's box CG, the big claws in that. Scratch an Autobot's face or pecs or something. Do some damage. It's just there's no believable damage. So, and it's good to see the lack of paint. Although there's not too much paint for
a one step changey thing. This is actually pretty good. He's got some like blood on him and stuff.
Interesting. Like, because I remember earlier when the first images came out of a deluxe Berserker, we were saying that the slanted X on his chest would just be a factory marking, but it looks like that's actually a part of the.
So maybe he's in. Maybe he's like how Prime has it on his face. Maybe it's some kind of. Maybe he's going to be versing these type, like we saw in the trailer, how he beheaded like 7 Transformers at one time, which was, I mean, awesome and very disturbing at the same time from Prime. But maybe this war paint is just like some kind of Quintestonian, I don't know, like battle arena, and like to differentiate the different bots that are fighting. Is what I'm guessing, because you're seeing a lot of them. Like you're seeing Megatron's got some of this paint on him, Prime, and then these I guess dreads or whatever we're calling them.
I can't wait to
find out more about these guys, or if they're just like fillers because we didn't get them in Dark of the Moon. We only got one of them, Crankcase, I think.
Yeah. Drift is new mode. Yeah, this is probably the worst Legends figure.
Yeah,
it's definitely
almost good, but then you just look from the knees down.
I'll give my comments on the overall Legends line when we get to the end of them, but it's just next.
Look, the head sculpt's great, car mode's pretty good as well, but like those below the knees, like how could you stuff that up? So like it looks like a what does he look like even?
Funnily enough, I think the head sculpt looks better than on the light.
Yeah, it does. And it's got a lot more detail. Yeah, I like that. But yeah, those, how could you, anyway.
Car mode looks good.
It's a nice black, nice matte black they used.
I appreciate they're trying to get the cape involved in the legs. Like it's sort of, it's added bits.
Yeah, this isn't too bad. But literally all he is fold his arms out, fold his feet down and, His head probably just jots out the back, but I mean,
and that's the deluxes. But a little bit black on the chest would really make this look good.
He has an overcoat, so I mean that backpack doesn't look too out of place. So I don't think this one's too bad.
No elbow joints.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to go back to the way Legends were, like first movie, where they just wanted them to transform, and then you're not really getting a pose out of them.
We'll get back to this in a minute.
Yeah, I wish they'd do the generation styling of Legends in the movie figures. Because
That's an odd looking car.
Suite of elbows and knees and whatnot that go really nicely.
Yeah, well,
freaking Megatron, man.
I'm gonna put it right now. No version of Megatron is not worth not getting.
I know. I think Megatron kills every line.
The best figure, like in every single scale.
He absolutely annihilates every line. Like, this looks great, even for a legend.
Look at all the different shades of plastic I've got going. Mm. Like, there's at least three different shades of grey, and then you got
and he's got
picked out in paint.
And he's got his fusion cannon, so that's pretty cool.
And even the transformation looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, you look at where the lower legs are relative to those wings.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, in both modes. I want to see how that happens.
And his face looks really good as well. Like, it looks like he's yelling and angry, and that's, like, what Megatron should look like, and looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah.
But the lighter grey in the chest there, and then that darker bit
in
the middle.
And then the thighs.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and the gold accents.
Whether it's molded plastic or actual paint, it looks really good.
Mm.
I think every Megatron figures Hasui getting really passionate about something.
Mm. Possibly.
And the only difference with the robe with the jet mode really is the chrome or the gold feet. Instead of having the gold on the engine or whatever the hell that I'm guessing engine, where the other modes have it all that's gold, but.
Ah, it's fine. I don't care. Every single Deluxe Voyager and... No, sorry, Legends, we might get a Deluxe. Probably not. But,
We are. It's a repaint of a Generations one.
Oh, yeah. Even that's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, that's not too bad. But, like, all the new molds have just been perfect for this Megatron, so... And I think it's the most... I think it's the best Megatron we've had. Look-wise for the movies. And I'm excited that we're getting good toys of him.
We didn't get a Legends Megatron for Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah,
we didn't get one.
Yes, we did.
A little tank.
Yep. I owned him.
Okay, I recall the RPM. Okay.
Nope, we didn't.
All right. Did we get a Dark of the Moon?
Nope.
Nope. Age of Extinction. Nope. What was he then? No. So this is Return to Form for a Legends Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've seen the last of the Legends movie figures. As you were saying before, Max, some of the best figures that have come out in the last year or 2 years have been some of the Legends figures. Kickback, Gnaw, or Sharkticon, whoever it is.
It's Gnaw.
Not Warpath.
I mean, you could say Warpath again.
Not Air Raid. Who come with Superion?
Power Glide.
That little Shockwave has probably been one of the most talked about figures
even
for the last 2 years.
Cosmos and Scrounge are really good figures as well, and they're really poseable, and they're very poseable.
And Sea Spray on the horizon.
Oh, yeah, like, he looks great. He looks G1 as anything.
Yeah, they're doing all this work to Legends figures there, yet the movie still seems to want to keep back to and will go back to the cars. No elbows, very little articulation, very little paint, which for a movie figure, okay, because they are a heavily detailed figure.
Oh, yeah.
But it just collapses into a car and that's
and
it.
Is that even his car mode? It doesn't look like his car mode.
Isn't it Prowl from Prime? Something's...
This is a new mold. This one's the new mold. These are all the new molds. I don't know what those other Legends were, but they were just repaints.
Barricade
was from Prowl.
There was like a whole wave of repaints, wasn't there?
Yeah, but these are all new molds. So Megatron, that horrible drift, and this what's his vehicle mode for this movie? Do we know? What is it? A Stingray again? Or?
I think it's still the same Corvette.
That's not a Stingray, I don't think.
It looks like a Lambo.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It looks more like of a hybrid between a Lambo and a Stingray.
Yeah, which might save them in licensing, but you're not going to have that driving on the screen. You're going to have one or the other driving on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like they've got the licensing for the movie, so how can't they have it for the toy?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense for me if they didn't.
Yeah. Anyway, Inner Deluxes, and it's not getting any better. I don't like this drift at all.
So
here's the thing with drift, right? He looks horrible.
Yes.
This is a completely new figure from the movie
Fall
Line. Someone compared all the parts between this and the last Deluxe Drift, and it's completely new. So they had the opportunity here to make this looking drift. Yeah, and it looks
unless they've missed so transform the backpack. If you could move that backpack up.
It no needs to rotate.
But the ones on the show floor at, I think it was SDCC, those still look horrible.
Yeah,
but even still trying to go after the same weapons, like, this isn't a helicopter, so we don't need all the weapons. You just have these two swords. Don't worry about these two.
Even
just a chest. Well, they're rotor blades for the helicopter mode.
Yeah, I guess, but...
But even just the chest and the torso, it's just...
It's all flat.
Pecs. There's no front of the car.
There's nothing there, really.
Autobots are normally known for having... Okay, chest. In the movieverse...
Yeah, the busty chest, yeah, too.
Yeah, the front of the car on the chest.
They have more defined pectorals. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
This looks terrible.
I do appreciate that it's got red rims and some pretty detailed rims with wheel nuts and that.
Yep.
And not just a solid black wheel, you can see there.
So look, the vehicle mode looks decent, doesn't it? I guess.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna say
it's not pegged together properly, but yeah.
Hmm. Oh yeah, it's not. There's a giant
to whatever that Mercedes is called again.
Well, isn't that what Soundwave was?
AMG or something? Yeah, no, it was a different one. AMG. Yeah.
Well, the Soundwave was SMS SL. Oh, fucking SMS. Is it SLS AMG? Is that what that was?
I think so. Yeah.
Hmm.
They put out a few that look like this. I'm not a car person.
No, I'm not a car person. I like the look of them.
It's interesting. He's going for more of the G1 Prime colours than what the Prime current Prime is. But
yeah, not much blue. Not blue at all.
The CG model.
Not yet.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Still looks like a racist stereotype, but still, anyway.
Yeah.
Steelbane.
It's a great looking bot mode.
I think he's one of the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, he's one of the Knights of Cybertron blokes. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This guy was originally slated as a deluxe, but
he is.
This news story has him listed as a Voyager, so.
Nah, he's a deluxe.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what's going on here.
Unless the wingspan makes him a Voyager, but I'm not sure.
If it was a Voyager, I'd say that had the price point to get rid of his feet on top of his head and tail.
It's pretty clever, though, engineering-wise, to get the tail and the head out of the feet.
It'd be clever if it didn't have a feet.
Yeah.
Like, if those feet weren't there, that'd be awesome.
I'm going to say that's definitely a deluxe. It looks too small, you know? It seems small. It seems like it scales with the Deluxes more than the Voyagers. Then again, Hound does too. Hound looks pretty small.
Even here, like on the legs, you can see the hollows where the leg folds up under the arm. They're the arms for the bot. You can see the hands sticking out the back. Yeah.
Do you reckon the wings can actually look like it's flying, or does it just look like that? I guess.
It looks like they peg in like right down at the bottom of the front legs for some reason.
Maybe if you just swivel them back and then just fold out his arms, like that. But like in the
you'll be able to sort of play with perspective a bit. But
yeah,
I don't reckon you'll be able to sort of have them mounted in the proper
you
position.
You can't, other than obviously size when you see them in real life. You can't really distinguish between the Deluxe and the Voyager class boxes. I don't think.
No, they're very similar.
It's and all in boxes. These
boxes is originally we all thought that Premier Edition was going to be sort of like this preview line type thing, but now it looks like that's just going to be the entire toy line.
Yeah, they're just slapping it on everything.
This is all wave two, and
yeah. So
here's your $40 deluxes.
Oh god!
I'm assuming that Premier Edition just means your deluxes, Voyagers, and Leaders. So you're you know, slightly higher quality stuff.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, and they're not the one-step.
The one-step packaging doesn't have Premier Edition on it, so... Yeah.
That'd make sense. Okay, fair enough.
Makes it sound a little bit...
That's a cool CGI robot, though.
That is exactly the robots we've seen from the trailer.
Oh, yeah. From like, the night when there's, like, two of them. In the trailer, one of the trailers, you can actually see two drifts at one point, so that was odd.
Yeah. Weird.
There was literally two drifts standing next to each other.
Drift's going to have his thing a
moment. Oh, apparently. Well, this was going back in time, though, apparently.
Also, his sword. Is that the sword we've seen dripping with blood?
Yes.
It
looks like it.
Or do all
sword to the one that he comes with in the package, but
yeah. Or do all their swords just have that series of circles at the hilt, which maybe
it's like a
code. Resembles Unicron.
It may just be a like we all have the same sword because we're all the same, you know, on the same side, I guess, like a badge type thing. Okay, Hound.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is a deluxe Hound.
Is it deluxe? No, it's
Voyager.
It's
Voyager again.
Oh, yuck. Those legs.
I don't know about this guy. Yeah.
He doesn't look that great.
Beforehand, but his legs look, just...
It's cool that the tires actually are the tires from vehicle mode, but...
Not if you want to pose look it. At
those. Yeah, but those are just going to flop around. And he's got
unless they've got some kind of locking mechanism, they might.
I told you before, yeah, we need locking mechanisms on the whip for the tires.
Then it's going to be able to hold, like, one pose.
Yeah. I love it's got a lot more detail. Yeah, there's a lot more detail here than what we had before in the Voyager. I do like this green, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a bit too light for Hound. I think the thing is that this is a bit, from a detailing perspective, this is definitely a better figure than the movie 4 Voyager. But I'm kind of thinking that the movie 4 Voyager's just going to feel better in hand. Because that thing's a really solid piece, and this just doesn't look up the path.
Even the accessory count. Like this has got the two or the four guns that combine, where that other one's got 10 guns and weapons.
Yeah, like every single gun in the thing. Yeah. And he clearly, in the trailer,
they look like real guns.
True.
This just looks like, I don't know.
We got plasma rifles.
Space guns.
I can't figure out what that's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. And he's missing his pot on his back that he's got in the movie too. So
they haven't put the weapons on the back.
Yeah, all right.
I like how it's got the Decepticon count on the thing.
But then here we get his guns in it from Revenge of the Fallen, not Revenge of the Fallen.
Age of Extinction. In one of the trailers, you can actually clearly see he does that. So they haven't given us the correct guns, which is unfortunate. Yeah.
Drool.
Megatron. Love it.
That's
a cool
this
mode.
This is going to be... I reckon this is going to be the Evasion Prime for the fifth movie line. It just looks like...
This is the leader?
This is leader.
Yeah, because it's got the tusks. The tusks that look like they can move.
It can't be. Look at the box on the back of it. Oh, yeah, it does have flame effects. Okay, this is, yep.
Might be mistransformed, because I'm pretty sure the leaders look clean.
Nah, that's the leader, yeah.
I wish I could zoom, because just that accent on his hilt, gun, sword, axe, firewood thing. there's some really good accents on that sword, axe, battle blade thing. His gun arm's way too big.
Killing device.
It must be more of a larger gun strapped to him in the although the cockpit's there, so it's probably the whole front of the jet.
It looks like that jet part will platform.
Think,
Which
isn't too bad.
I absolutely one thing I hate about these films is the way they do their CG character renderings, which we've got on the package here, and it's in the promotional stuff as well. Autobots running in on one foot and doing some sort of stupid pose that doesn't make physical sense. And here we've got Gargamel, Megatron, or Smeagol Megatron. It really detracts from the figure itself. But yeah, I cannot wait. If there's one figure that I will pay Toys R Us or my prices for to get, it is this figure.
That's impressive.
I'm not paying $100 for this, but I'm going to pay...
But I will pay $99.95 for this, 100%.
$99.95.
Maybe $99.99, but that's a stretch.
That is a big arm piece.
And that's cool. Like, it's a big figure as well. So it's not like they've cut down on anything to add the flames. They just added the flames because it just makes the figure just a bit more awesome. But that's really nice.
Just removing the electronic light.
That's exactly what I think. Yeah. That was exactly what I was thinking. No more electronics, giving us better accessories like flame stuff is much better.
Oh, yeah, could you imagine? Can you imagine this guy? Yeah, and can you imagine if this thing had electronics? You'd have to have the battery carbon. It'd be like the Revenge of the Fallen one or the Ajax, the Dark of the Moon B, where it was just a massive torso block. Just to accommodate. The batteries, and it'd look shit ass. Yeah. But
you know, we're talking about how amazing this guy's transformation looks, and you're not going to get that if he has electronics.
No. Oh, yeah, as I said, I'm all for this one.
And I mean, this thing didn't have electronics and it still didn't turn out that too good. and this looks like it's got less paint.
Yeah, so here we go. Poor Leader Prime.
I've seen a review of the Voyager Prime.
Yeah.
And that thing transforms quite well.
It does.
It sort of resembles
scaling the Voyager.
Yeah, it slightly resembles the Age of Extinction Galvatron, just with the backpack, but it does it a lot better. It has a lot better transformation, a lot better colouring and detail for the figure. This Leader Prime just needs to disappear.
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
There's two good looking Takara paint variants of this. And just for the paint, those are the only reasons you should try and track down this figure. It's just
a backpack.
An absolute low point of the movie line. And I can't believe, you know, they're trying to say, okay, we'll sell this
next to Megatron.
Absolutely horrendous figure again.
Yeah.
But they're going to sell it in the same way as this amazing looking Megatron. Uh-huh. And they're going to make it the worst so far.
Yeah.
And I understand, Rodio, if you spent... Yeah, there's nothing on it.
There's less paint than the original.
Yeah. And I understand if they've spent so much money on the that Leader Megatron that they can't... Well, you only got to look back at the line. Movie 1 had about the same between Prime and Megatron. Revenge of the Fallen, everything was spent on Prime and nothing was spent on Megatron. Dark of the Moon, everything was spent on Prime again, and
Megatron
never even got a and Megatron never even got a leader figure.
And they got one bloody got two leader figures, Prime and Grimlock. So yeah,
near leader figures. Yeah, so we never got a leader Galvatron or nothing.
Or Lockdown even.
It's just surprising now that we got this leader Megatron, which surpasses everything we've seen aesthetically. We still haven't seen transformation yet. It could be an absolute
mess. POS.
But it's just come out and do an engineering feat like that Megatron is, that we hope it is. Okay, so you're going to redo the Age of Extinction Prime to be its counterpart, but the Voyager does it so much better. Just upscale the Voyager.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking upscale the Voyager.
That's all you have to do. Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
It can't be that more expensive. Wei Zhang and everyone else can do it with the other movies.
Wait for Wei Zhang. They'll make it. Don't worry. Because they upscaled the Voyager evasion, didn't they?
I saw a tweet of his the other day where it's just replying to a tweet about the Voyager Prime. And he just says, Wei Zhang, Wei Zhang, Wei Zhang. If Wei Zhang does that Voyager Prime, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, it's going to surpass this movie. But like, I think it'd be good to have the Voyager Prime next to the Leader Megatron, because I do like Megatron being a bit bigger than Prime. So
he's a gladiator.
Yeah, exactly. So that'd be pretty cool. A bit of a David and Goliath type setup as well. No.
But then, to make it even worse, they've taken this and made it battle damage and doing other first release. Or premiere series, as in Damage Prime. It's still called Prime, I don't think they've called Nemesis Prime or anything, but
Yeah, they've done they called it Dark Spark Prime or something.
Yeah, Dark Spark, that's the one, yeah. Yeah, so it's just... Like Transformers Prime Arachnid and some other figures, just let this disappear in obscurity. God, just let it disappear in obscurity, and we can all look back and go, hey, that was a good test. It failed.
That'd be something nice. We Jang making a Arachnid figure. That'd be awesome.
No, because I'd upscale it, and that would be worse.
No, just do a new thing. Just do a new thing. Because Arachnid's a really cool thing, really, because it's a helicopter that transforms into a robot that transforms into a half-robot, half-spider hybrid type thing, which is pretty cool.
It would suit Planet X. If they'd done it with a semi-4 Cybertron vibe.
Yeah, I don't care. As long as it's somewhat resembled, because like Arachnid's a whole new character. She's not Black Arachnia. She's a serial killer, where a Black Arachnia is kind of she's more friendly and obviously changes sides. But Arachnid's completely insane. Mm. And I'd like a really cool figure of her.
Yeah. Okay. Moving into some third party news, and we hinted at this fella a little bit earlier. Unique Toys made famous perhaps for their Blur figure, which was Buzzing.
They do Buzzing. I would have said their combiner, Auden.
Okay.
Yeah, Auden, I think that was a big break.
Because no one else did an Auden, like no one else did an Abominus, and they did Abominus, and then everybody bought that. And it's a good figure. It's a great figure. It had a few flaws, but that was probably one of their best.
Mm. Anyway, onto a more better figure.
Mm.
Transformers Age of Extinction Lockdown with Steeljaw.
Oh my goodness.
This thing. Without paint, these are only prototype images.
Mm.
This thing is the Primon Studios Lockdown mold that can transform.
See, now when I saw this first off, when we didn't actually have a photo of the gun or the Steeljaw, I thought, wow, okay, someone's making an Action Master Lockdown. And then I was told it transforms, and it transforms into this beautiful car that I love. I love these Lamborghini cars. But I was just stunned. I'm just like, yep, okay, I'm getting that.
There's
some gap issues, but prototype again.
Yeah.
Give it time.
The only thing that I was depressed about that he didn't get a hook hand, and I've just noticed he's got a hook hand, so this is a definite.
We'll get to that in a minute, but even the head, he's got the...
The visor.
The normal head, then the visor head.
And then the gun face.
Fair enough, he carries the gun, and we'll see in a minute, but hook hand.
Oh my, yes, thank you. I'm so glad he has a hook hand. That's a buy for me.
How's Mikey going to pose this? Hook hand?
Oh yeah,
going after Prime?
No, hook hand, gun face, and then steel jaw on a chain with the other hand. There you go.
I just want to stand this behind MP10, like, your old news, Prime. I'm the future.
See, for my collection, this guy is going to be my multiversal jumping lockdown who just hunts everyone.
Mm.
So I love this, and a nice inclusion of Steeljaw type, whatever the hell he's supposed to be. The
it
dog.
Doesn't. Wait a minute. Didn't we see? But there was a photo of the gun on his head, but not.
I've seen a photo like that floating around, but it's not in this photo set.
It might be in the down, if you scroll down, you might see it.
No. Steeljaw doesn't appear to transform at all, which I don't care because he doesn't have to.
He didn't transform, no, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's like Albatron. He does not have an alt mode. Anyway. I'm all for this guy.
Oh, yeah. Like, how did they get that to turn into a Lamborghini?
You can see a wheel there. Like, he's got a wheel down the bottom.
Oh, yeah, barely.
Yeah, like, barely. It
looks so good.
That's the thing. Like,
you can see vague hints. It looks like the sort of... You can see panels sort of folded up inside his calves and whatnot.
But at the car...
I legitimately didn't think it transformed the first time I saw it.
Yeah, you look at the car, that thing has not got as many panel lines as what the Masterpiece Megatron does.
You'd think, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, I'm scared if this is... What scale? This can't be deluxe scale to fit in, or leader scale to fit in with the Age of Extinction.
I think I read that The car mode's going to scale with the Human Alliance cars.
So which pretty makes, much masterpiece.
That'd make a lot more sense, yeah.
So it's pretty much masterpiece scale.
Pretty much, yeah. Probably a bit bigger.
Damn.
Why? Why?
I see it, with this engineering involved, I see this being a $150 car, but I'd pay it.
Yeah, me too.
It does it so well. I need to see it with paint. We'll give it a couple of weeks or a couple of months and see where it comes out with paint.
I'm giving them a couple of weeks just because you said a couple of weeks. I just want it to be out. It just looks perfect. It's even got the little guns on his upper arms, which look awesome. The little missiles,
yeah, yep.
And he's got a hero kind of stance, and he looks like he's very poseable. But like,
it's missing the front headlights and the Lambo logo, but that might be just a colour thing. They might be there, and I just can't see them. They might be them there.
Mm.
Still, but
you can't put the Lambo logo on this unless you repro label it, because that's
he's got the headlights. No, not even the indent of a logo though.
Mm.
If this thing stands up to my Weijing oversized Evasion Prime, I'll be extremely happy.
And if not, he can stand up to your Voyager class easy.
Yeah, but that broke. Oh, I've got the Takara one. Yeah, okay.
Well, then break the Takara one.
Get the Oxion knife. Torch and a sword so I can dive through him.
Did Lockdown take a limb off Prime or not?
Nah, he just skewered him.
Yeah. He put a bullet through his chest. That was something. With his face gun, with his head gun, whatever it is. But then, yeah, he kind of filleted. No, not filleted. He pretty much cut in half Lockdown.
Oh, that was also Lockdown was skewered.
One of his most brutal moments.
which again, calling back to the new trailer, that sword is more than a katana. Swords don't cut through metal very well, not without being instantly blunted.
But it's a Cybertronian sword.
Yeah, I know. It's an adamantium sword. He skewered Lockdown and cut him in twine. And then he's cutting bots in half, left, right, and center in the new trailer. So,
the new trailer, he beheads like 7 robots once, in one swipe, which is probably his most brutal moment.
You'd think the guy on the end of that row would realize what was going on before he got.
He's just like, hey, guys, maybe we should start moving. Maybe we should start moving. Maybe we should start. And then he's like, oh, okay. Yes, well, I should have thought that through. And they shouldn't have run in such a perfect line with each other. They should have had one coming at one point, because then he'd be attacking one of them, killing one of them, and then the other 6 could, like, come over and just, like maul him or something. But no, they all decided to run in a perfect row.
Mm. But then if my theory is correct, then that's a brand-new Prime and a brand-new sword, so it's still sharp. But we'll get to that a little bit later.
Dude, it's like lightsabers. They don't dull.
Yeah. Heading into the main discussion this week. When we start our collecting, we often hunt for everything anything and everything Transformers related. But over time, due to changes in disposable income, space, that and everything else, we got a question from Denny Quinlan over in WA. Have you ever done the Purge?
Yes.
this could be a number of reasons. Out of space, change of collection focus, unhappy with design, quality, or build, moving locations, falling out of love with a line. Also lumping in with this, I suppose, is if Transformers isn't your only collecting thing. Like if you're going off in the group, we got some Star Wars collectors. We know John does Gundam as well. Sort of what
he does everything, anime and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, anime. Sort of what not quota ratio of your space ends up with Transformers. Max, have you ever done The purge, multiple.
He just did his recently.
Yeah, mine's sort of ongoing, really. So I'm hoping to keep it going at the convention tomorrow. But I've never really had to do it so much as, you know, wanting to get rid of stuff or having to, you know, save up some money for anything. It's really just a matter of space. There's only so much I can fit in the bedroom. So that's what I'm going for. And a lot of the time with like your Titans Return and whatnot, the figures all feel pretty much the same. So you rattle something and, you know, get something that's going to be a bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Marky.
Yes, well, I've done it quite a lot of the time. I've probably done it about 3 big times. As you said, like when you start collecting, you just collect anything really, because you don't like it. When I started, I was younger, and I just found the Transformers. I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. So I'd pick up any line I could get. Like I picked up something from Armada, some Energon stuff, and then Cybertron, and then you pick up your favorite things you see in the stores, which you can get. I mean, obviously when you're younger you don't get a lot of stuff because, you know, you don't have a job or anything like that, but like whenever you can hassle your parents into getting stuff, then you get the coolest looking bot on the shelf.
It also sort of go with you start off, you might have a CD rack, a bookshelf or something like that, and your goal is to fill that to make it look larger.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden that book rack turns into 2 book racks, or
yep.
or yeah, and like, my collection's going so good, I need a second storage space, and
I need a second bedroom. I need a second house.
I need a second suburb.
Yes, exactly. So after I decided, I was just like, okay, at one point I'm just like, okay, there's too much and there's too much differentiation. There's not enough like focus to one group. So I'm just like, okay, so I'm just going to start collecting these for a bit. I'm going to sell off a bunch of things that I don't think are really necessary anymore that have had, you know, their time and stuff. And I just sold them off with like the first type of purge type thing. And then I started collecting other lines. Like I started collecting Prime Legend Class, because I really loved Prime the series, because it's probably the best Transformer series we're ever going to get. And I wanted a representation of every figure, and the best line to get a representation of most of the figures was the Legend Class line, because you had figures exclusively to the Legend Class line that you didn't have in Deluxes or Voyages and all that.
Did you get the Jackhammer?
Yes, I did get
So you got Wheeljack?
yeah. So I actually think I had those two on my to buy list. I got the smokescreen one, which was basically it's basically Dreadwing's ship, but just with smokescreen, because I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the Jackhammer, and then the other Decepticon, or the other Autobot ship. No, the other Decepticon ship. There was a Decepticon.
There's a Driller. Ship. The Driller.
The Driller, yeah, the come to the Econ, yeah. I think. Yeah, yeah, I wanted those, but then after that point that I couldn't find them, I'm just like, oh, well, I'm not going to find them. Anyway, I got as many, because like you've got the Insecticons, which were exclusive to the Legends class, which you didn't get in the Voyager class,
mm-hmm.
Which should have been one of the it should have been one of the ones that they upscaled to the Voyager class, because that would have made more sense.
That could have been a phenomenal figure, like a Voyager Insecticon, like the Dreadwing mold or something.
Oh, yeah. Just massive insect, just wings and everything, the big
God horns. Damn it.
That would have been awesome. That would have been really good, but they missed out on that. And also Breakdown. I mean, we got a Voyager class Breakdown, but we didn't get it over here. But we only got the Legend.
You got to go searching.
Yeah, exactly.
Even Silas Breakdown, you got to go looking, you're going to be looking
exactly. So the way to collect, it's obviously the cheapest way as well, but you also get the most figures. So I decided to do that, and also Abominus, so... we started to get the deluxe class and Abominus figures, and then we didn't finish it. We only got 2 of them, which is a bit annoying. But anyway,
this is gone into our love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thomas Prime. Yeah. back to getting rid of figures.
Getting rid of figures. So then I just decided, okay, maybe I'm just going to start to look towards the more collector oriented.
Don't purge Prime.
Only the legends. So I did get rid of the legends. But because they didn't feel like they fit anyway. Anyway, so I was just like, okay, so from now on, I'm only going to focus on the masterpiece and whatever G1 I can get to go next to it. And then, yeah, so I sold off tons of figures. And then space is always a thing, because if I had everything and I never sold anything, I would need probably 3 bedrooms to keep all this stuff in, because the amount of stuff, like it was about, you pushed 10 things out and another 20 things came in at the point. So, it was, space is a really, really big factor towards, collecting as well. I would have loved to keep my other stuff. The last, I guess, purge type thing was just to decide, okay, I'm collecting this line because the Masterpiece line looks like it's going to be going for a while. And, and then the third party, I love the stuff that third party is doing. So then I just started to start collecting that. So yeah, the whole getting rid of a bunch of stuff to make way for new stuff has been a big, big impact for my collection.
Yeah. And I've also found that it's never really been sort of trying to get rid of a certain swathe of figures from one particular aspect. It's just, going through saying, okay, well, don't want this thing from so-and-so line, don't want this thing from so-and-so line. So just
it makes it rather than just
taking out the whole section of your collection.
Mm.
It makes it easy if they're taking up a whole shelf, though. You go, oh, let's get rid of the shelf.
Yeah, exactly. That was the point, because I wanted to display my other things, so I'll let these things go. There's like you can't genuinely say that you've enjoyed like a line, like a wave, a whole wave. You've loved every single wave figure and you know you're going to get them. Unless you're a completionist, like you want every single one from wave one, but like there's some ones that you don't want, or there's some ones that have QC problems and you just don't want to
bother with. I can confirm that. I'm near complete on Prime. I'm near complete on the 4 Cybertron, Morpher Cybertron lines.
Mm-hmm.
I love those bots.
Mm.
There's some repaints in there which I do not mind. And I just love those bots, and they're all in the display now. I don't understand people that are doing this to make money or anything else in collecting. Like, We buy these figures from retail when they're at their premium. Most of the time, by the time we go to resell, like, either of you is when you've done your purge, did any of the bots you sell include their packaging, their instructions, or their weapons?
Very few. Well, yeah. Okay, weapons and stuff, yeah, but not packaging and all that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
if it comes on a bubble, the bubble gets thrown away as soon as I open it.
Oh, yeah, go on. So it all depends on storage, like how much storage you have for your boxes. And you don't really want that much for the boxes because they're boxes,
Yeah. So at the very least, a card back and instructions, maybe. If you know where that box is, tub is.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. So like first up, I done a purge after missing most of the first movie figures. I went almost completest in this Revenge of the Fallen. And
that's a big line.
Yeah, it's a big line, and including the pinball machine.
Bloody hell, how did you get that? Wait, is that the huge one or the little one?
No.
He had to kill some people.
Oh,
the little shitty one. Yeah.
I was about to say, if you got the huge one, that's about a 10 grand investment or something.
No, I'm not that stupid.
No.
But then went back and got a lot of the first movie stuff off eBay and everything else. And like, you're paying top dollar for those figures. End up doing a purge, sort of going, right, first 3 movies, just keeping the screen things. Like
screen characters.
The first movie had the All-Spark series, which a lot of it was carryover from the Unicron trilogy. But they're great. There's some. I'll still say it now. Some of the stuff that come in the AllSpark series, Big Daddy.
Grindor, but I love Big Daddy.
There's some of the. They are.
Even the Jetfire repaint. The Jetfire repaint actually looked really good.
Yeah, they're the perfect Transformers. They're exactly they're G1 bulk, but they're an updated character. They got a little bit better engineering, and as I've said since day one, we're doing the podcast. It's almost the masterpiece.
Quality, I guess. Or engineering.
Emphasis masterpiece. Taking the original G1 figures, adding joints, articulation.
And modernizing it a bit.
Yeah, modernizing it. And that's what some of those AllSpark series line done. And it was painful, but I done the cull and all that went. And like some of that stuff was like $10 bucks a deluxe and stupid prices, whereas there's nothing near what the purchase price was. And
figures that went really up in price. That was the, what was his name? Getaway, I believe. And that was Breakaway. Because that's only because we never had a figure of that character, I think, before, other than G1, I think.
It wasn't until he became part of the Lost Light
Crew. Lost Light Crew that anyone gave a damn. Yeah.
Was that the first movie Breakaway?
Not the Jet. He was a repaint of Hot Rod, I believe. Or Hot Shot.
It was a repaint of a
Cybertron.
Of a Cybertron figure.
Yeah.
But he
skyrocketed in price.
Oh, okay, like, yeah.
Just went for about $20, but then on eBay you'd see him go for 60 upwards, and like it was just because he came popular in the comic book series, and then just people have started, but like Jason and I even paid that much for that figure when I was collecting that. He still is collecting that series, but. I did pay a lot for that figure, because there was nothing else on the market, and that one is just the one that I remember from the AllSpark that just skyrocketed. And I don't think any of the others did.
Yeah.
Big Daddy's a good one though. I love Big Daddy. I love his concept. Yeah.
And it's a great bot. And moving into just recently, I done another Purge, Combiner Wars.
I did that,
and it pained me. To advertise, I've still got Superion, and it's going to pay me because I've got the Perfect Effect add-on kits for them, which make them so much better. And just they are the best combiners we've had since G1, with that G1 aesthetic, and they do a lot of them do so much better than what the third party combiners do.
Oh yeah.
For a quarter of the price, but it's just space, like having five of those, like the main five combiners. I've kept Devastator because that's a can't sell that. But
what do you mean you can't sell that? You like out of you like him so much, or you just can't sell it?
Well, knowing its backstory, knowing that it was originally designed to be a masterpiece, Devastator, and they had to. Assuming it come down and made it into a regular release.
From my understanding, I heard that we're talking about Combiner Wars, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
See, what I was told about him was he was designed for the original classics, you know, release of like Optimus and Megatron Nerf Gun. He was designed to come out then, but they just didn't think they could sell it. At that time, so they just kept the mold and just waited until they think it'd have a better, like, I mean, if they're gonna have a whole wave of combiners, of course they're gonna release him, but yeah, so that's why he's a bit dated in some areas, like no elbows and stuff. But
it's the one figure from Combiner Wars I won't sell. But then we had some interesting things happen at the end of Age of Extinction. The movie figures come and went. The Generations figures never come over because we still had the Titan change, whatever they called them, the shampoo bottles from Age of Extinction on shelves.
So I think they just called them Titans, I think.
Yeah, so there was no releases over here, which is why I went into collecting Lego. And and since then, most of the Lego movie line, got a heap of the Lego City line, and now, after seeing the Batman Lego movie last night... I'm restricting myself. I'll get the Batcave. I'll get not the Scramble.
You didn't like the movie?
No, I'm not going to get all the Lego from the line.
But did you like the movie?
Oh, yeah, I laughed. Yeah.
Okay, good, good, good.
Anyway, back to our collections. I started collecting Lego. Early on, I put some shelves up in my son's room, and that was pretty much all for Cybertron, War for Cybertron, Prime, and movie figures. And that grossed the walls, and that was taking up a lot of space there. As soon as I started collecting Lego, all those movie bots, whatever wasn't on screen, got sold off, and whatever was on screen bots got put away in a tub and they're in storage. And I sort of asked the question as well, if you got bots in storage with no real plans or aspirations to ever take them out, is it even worth having them? And we got some interesting comments there about said bots, but
what about Bill, who doesn't open his Transformers?
Yeah, well, that leads to the same sort of thing, like buying to collect and not to open. But yeah, we had a few members in the group. Thank you, Kieran, Curtis, Danny, Raymond, Dylan, Joel, Daryl, Michael, Jason, Dean, me, and John for...
thank yourself.
Why not? For commenting and leaving your feedback on this. I think Purge is happening.
And us, because we, did it on a show, so...
Yeah, we're talking about it. And... Like, one thing, unhappy with designer or build quality. Like, I'm not happy with where Masterpiece is going. I'm not interested in any new Masterpiece figures at all, apart from the Beast Wars stuff. But that doesn't mean I'm going to sell what's already come, because I can get some of those third-party lines that are still staying toy accurate and not cartoon accurate. I can still sort of collect those.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm for toy accurate, not cartoon accurate.
So, which toy line? Do you mean like the Oh, so you like more of the Make Toys Inferno than the than the real Inferno?
I've got the Hellfire and Grapple.
Okay.
I prefer them a lot more because they can stand beside my. Well, they will be next weekend. They'll be standing beside my G1 Inferno and Grapple at Supernova. And that's what Masterpiece is supposed to be, in my opinion.
There you go. Yeah, that's all that matters, really.
Sadly, MP5 stands better next to the G1 Megatron than what come after it. But
okay.
Yeah, that's probably the bottom of the barrel. But
interesting.
Yeah, and we also had a couple of people come in too. You might have a space and. That joy of life comes along and you have a baby or a child and stuff needs to be packed away, sold off or whatever else. It is unfortunate. You made the right decision, air quotes, maybe.
Sell your other child to have a new child instead of selling your collection? Is that an option?
This is peak capitalism.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But we also had a couple of people mention too that change your collection focus because you realize soon on that you can't fit everything in, and it's not after dislike. Like I love the Combiner Wars stuff. I love the Tides of Return stuff. But I just don't have anywhere to display it, and being a mass release product, if I do in the future, it should be a lot easier to get than, say, G1 or G2 stuff. So, yeah. Anything you just want to add to that before we move on?
No, I'm pretty sure I've covered all of my grounds. But yeah, like if I do get something, say if I got a masterpiece figure and then I like the best version of the figures, obviously, like everyone should. But like if I got one and then another one came down the track, like either it would be first party or third party and I thought it was better, I wouldn't keep them. Like I wouldn't keep all the same figure. I just get rid of the one and then just try to get the best figure. So is that what you guys do too? Or,
but that depends what it is though. For example, we've had a lot more. MP01 Prime. We got MP10 to update the mold, design, everything else. Personally, I feel MP10 is the superior one. There's a lot of people that think the MP1 or MP4 with trailer is the better Prime. Okay. Good luck with that. That's not...
Yeah, I mean...
I love MP10.
There's a case to be made, but it's not a strong case.
No. Yeah. Like, it's the original, I guess. And, I mean, even when it came out, I'm just like, yeah, it looks okay, but, like, this was when it first came out. Like, I'm just like, bigger. I don't like... Yeah, I guess it's bigger. It's got more die-cast.
It's a sign of its time, though. It's
just... Yeah, true. Exactly. Yeah, it's aged.
It's a museum piece.
MP10 might just be a little bit aging.
Oh, yeah.
In the arms.
There is a reader coming.
The transformation and poseability, if you compare that to some of the figures coming out now, there's no question in my mind that it's certainly one of the least engaging masterpieces.
So do you reckon we'll get another Prime?
Yep.
I reckon it'll be MP50.
Possibly, yeah, I guess. But I don't think it'll come out.
It's scary.
Argon 40.
Thinking that it's scary thinking that we're getting close to Masterpiece 50.
Yeah, I know. We're already past halfway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Was
it? Well, 36. Yeah, 36 just came out.
36 is Megatron, isn't it? A third or a fourth of them have been repaints, so you got to think of that.
Just pulling on the brakes with Masterpiece for a second. Has Takara just stopped? There's nothing. We got a hinted Dinobot. What's coming out after Megatron?
Hinted Dinobot?
There's
as in Dinobot, right?
Yeah, been, because I think the last couple of years they've just been churning out the reveals.
Yeah, every after 2 Megatron, months. Megatron,
there's been pretty much nothing shown. There was that talk. There was that sort of toy based Optimus Primal, and then the teaser for Dinobot. Yep. That's it.
Yeah. Like there's something coming in every 2 months, and then now it's just stopped it all together. I don't know what's happening there. If they've gone, oh, okay, we can't keep up the 5 releases a year or 6 releases a year. And
they were pulling all the stops out. Like they showed Shockwave and Hot Rod at the same bloody convention.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was interesting.
So interesting. If it was going off the case, we should know the next 2 or 3 releases, but we don't. We only know Dinobot and that redo of Primal.
God, Dinobot's going to be cool.
We haven't even seen anything of Dinobot yet.
Yeah.
Only a silhouette, but that was a silhouette of a CGI thing, so,
Well, we got, with Primal, we got the silhouette of that at Sydney Supernova in July, or June, and we didn't see the actual figure until January or February the following year, so... If we got the Dinobot, we won't see Dinobot images until November, December this year, which means there's nothing. Nothing for the rest of this year after Megatron, apart from that Primal.
Maybe they were focusing on Drypticon, I guess, if they were making it. Does Takara help the Drypticon? I guess they would.
They're doing one, but it's not part of the Masterpiece line. It's just... they've pulled the brakes on. I don't know what... Unless they've devoted everything to the movie stuff, but it's interesting.
What about the movie masterpiece? We're getting a movie masterpiece, Bumblebee. Do you reckon that's going to be it's going to be like a, I guess that's in your release.
Yeah, but if that's, if they're doing that, that, that 10, was it the 10th anniversary stuff that they're doing? If that's going to be incorporated.
No, that's not included. No, no, no. That's just repaints. No, they can't do that. That's repaints of non-masterpiece figures. So, no. But yeah, I think that Bumblebee would be included in the lineup that we've got for this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't even had anything other than the Bumblebee released for that, have we?
No. Bumblebee and Prime.
No, has Prime even been released for that?
Yeah, that's the Age of Extinction, the Revenge of the Fallen Prime repainted, isn't it?
No, because the Prime, because the B is a completely new B.
Okay.
And I think, it's going for a bigger scale than Deluxe, so it would have to be. But I think they're even going to do a new Prime. They're probably, they might even
No, it's a later. It's a later one for electronics. So it's not...
Well, I mean, yeah, they could do that, but just make it a bit more... even though how advanced and awesome that figure is, taking away the electronics, they could do a little bit more with it. Yeah, a little bit more you could do with it by taking...
Some parts where it has been... It's aged a bit, like VIP collection's limited in some areas.
Oh yeah, that's a thing as well.
Yeah, you could probably streamline the transformation.
Yep. And the less of a backpack, and then more of a because there's a huge, even though how awesome that figure is, he's still got a huge battery compartment in it. So removing that battery compartment would make a lot more room for transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So maybe that's going to be our masterpiece. So I guess we've got one more than we usually have for this year then.
Yeah, that's interesting though. We when you were this time last year, we knew about Shockwave, Hot Rod, Ironhide, and Ratchet, and Delta Magnus.
Yeah.
So there's five releases in the next few months.
Well, I think that's the thing that came out, wasn't it? Delta Magnus.
Yeah, I don't think... Did anyone get it?
Forgot he existed.
I think Jason got it.
I saw people on Twitter and whatnot got him.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you want Delta Magnus?
I don't know.
Other than for Marissa Fairborn.
I really don't. I suppose it looks nice, but for what it's referencing, I sincerely doubt anyone's going to have any real connection to it.
Other than Marissa Fairborn.
Let's get into some new acquisitions. I have not brought anything this week because I'm trying to save. Thank you, Jason.
Max. It just happens all the time.
Max,
when Jason's not here, Mike, he'll cover for.
And thank you. Max, what do you got this week?
Okay, so I popped my knockoff cherry.
Ooh.
And picked up...
That sounds so odd, just those sentences.
I intended it to.
Excellent.
I popped the knockoff cherry and got myself the...
Oh, that's cool.
Mech Fans Toys version of DX9's Legend Scale Galvatron. This is actually a really nice figure. He's got a Matrix, which is sitting in a tub over there because I'm bringing him to the convention tomorrow. But he's pretty much the Legend Scale, but bigger and feels a lot nicer. Because I know a common complaint was ripped down, but you really don't have that issue on this guy. Really solidly. The plastic as well is just dead solid.
And then it breaks.
In some instances, that works against it, though. Just because of stuff like the hip skirts can't move out of the way properly, and you can't really use the ankle tilts because those sort of relied on plastic flexing on the regular version. So that's a bit of a shame. And then the only other complaint I'd have is that you can't really get him in a good cannon wielding pose with the cannon sort of on top of his arm. It's always, unless you've got the arm straight out to the side like that, the cannon's always going to be on the side, which
It's
kind of annoying, but for the most part, this guy's pretty good. I paid $20 shipped for him off of AliExpress.
Oh, nice.
So
from what, sorry?
AliExpress.
What's that?
It's a Chinese shopping website. There's a whole bunch of retailers on there. You can get KOs and whatnot pretty cheap. as well as some. You can get, lots of KO's, third party, Masterpiece.
KO Supermarket.
You got Pretty certain good. Toys as well for KO's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't gone through them, but I might have him as well. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, $20 posted. I wouldn't pay too much more than that for this guy because he is still flawed. But for $20, you can't go wrong. It's a really solid little figure. And then after sitting on my desk in its box for almost a year now, I finally got around to opening last piece tracks.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hello.
Which is, he's a divisive figure, and I can totally understand why. He's certainly one of the weaker masterpieces. In my opinion, definitely.
Who said this?
Continue.
But, he's certainly the weakest of Kobayashi's work, in my opinion at least, but ultimately, he's still a masterpiece, so he's really nice. The transformation, everything is super intuitive and feels really cool. He's got a couple of those masterpiece moments where it's just, oh!
Yeah.
As you want.
Yeah, good on you. He's got this, people have been curious thousands of times because it's came out ages ago, but he's got all this clever stuff going on and then this backpack, which just doesn't transform at all. And it's like, how do you manage to do everything down in the legs and torso so cleverly and then have this? It's a shame.
They ran out of money.
Yeah.
I think it did a pretty good job.
For stand or something, I
love that guy.
I'm not going to complain too much. Yeah, he certainly looks great. Like, when you're not looking at him from the side and getting this massive gap.
Yeah, true.
He's a gorgeous figure.
I'd have to have a look at Wheeljack. Does Wheeljack, the whole back of his car, just clip on the back like that? Or is his...
Yeah, he's got like a very slim back.
Yeah.
He's got... You know how Wheeljack's sort of just got those ridges? Like the...
Yeah, yeah.
The panels on the back?
Yeah.
That's just one plate which clips on the back.
Oh, okay.
And it fits on really snugly. This, it sticks off way too far to my personal tastes.
Yeah.
But flawed, but still a really nice figure.
I think it's the best tracks we've ever gotten, to be honest.
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, I won't argue with you. There's no argument there.
Just be careful with the stand. Apparently the little spike, the peg at the end is not too strong.
Yeah, I can see why people would have broken this, because, I mean, if you can see, I've got it up like that, and that is...
No, the other end. Hell. Where it plugs into the body. Yeah.
This peg, yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. I was not aware of that.
And then it just broke.
He pulled out and still stuck in there.
I don't think Trax would mind, but anyway.
Christ, Mikey.
Yes. Do you like Raul?
Raul's sitting in a bag in a drawer.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah,
what a weird thing, hey. Why would they make... He's out of scale with the other figures from there, and he's not even poseable. He's on a stand.
Why make a replacement Megatron faceplate and chest plate to resemble the movie where the rest of the bot doesn't?
I'm just saying, like, if they've already, they've kept the, for Ultra Magnus,
there's enough cuts in that figure that it looks funny.
Yeah, battle damaged enough. Are you getting it, Max?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm getting it. It looks freaking fantastic, but...
Yeah, I love it.
I'm not going to call it flawless by any stretch.
Oh, no, well, we can't really have a Megatron that looks like Megatron that turns into such a good gun, you know? You know, you can't... It's not possible, really.
It doesn't turn into such a good gun. But anyway...
As a good-looking gun, not as a good-functioning gun.
Extremely good-looking.
Yeah,
it's not a model or anything.
Can do make them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Megatron can't turn to the left.
Blue steel.
It's the one.
Gray steel.
You done, Max?
Yeah, that's me done for this week. Mikey?
Yes, well, I believe I did have a think about it just before we came on the show, if I did get anything, what were the last four episodes that I've seen you guys. But I guess I owned Metroplex, who's over there, like the SDCC version, whenever that first came out, and I loved it. And then I just like, oh, I don't have anywhere for this to go, and I got rid of it. And then I picked one up off my buddy who customized it, and I'm just like, yeah, this looks really, really cool. And then I'm like, oh, should I get another Titan? I'm just like, oh, I don't know. They're pretty expensive last time I saw. Then someone posted up in the group that at Big W they are $120. I'm just like, oh, that is a good price for one of those things. So,
bonus.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad I waited. But I phoned around, like I phoned one, my nearest Big W, and they didn't have it. They were fresh out. Then I phoned one that was about 40-minute drive from me, and I'm just like, yeah, we've got one left. I'm just like, sure, why not? So I traveled to a new place, to a new shopping center, which I've never been before. So I was a bit lost getting to the Big W. But anyway, at the end of the day, it was definitely worth it because I got the last Fort Max that they had there for $120. The box was a bit bashed up. Yeah, the box was a bit beaten up, but I got them to open it up and see if everything was all fine inside, and everything was fine. Everything was still in there. The tires and all that, just some kids have obviously been playing with the box. They must have done a bloody job to it. It looked like it had been through like a bloody hurricane or something.
careful. It might be stuff from Queensland.
Oh, yeah. Well, here you go. Shit. Stat's in it again. But yeah, so I got him, and man, I love him so much. I don't have him with me currently. He's currently out in my desk being played with because I love him so much. But yeah, I've already got the two DNA upgrade kits. One's on pre-order, one's already out. But I've got that, two DNA kits, the Perfect Effect sword coming from Robot Kingdom. So, and also the Repro Label set coming. So I'm pretty much putting in more money.
You've gone full hog.
Yeah, I'm pretty much putting more money into upgrading him than I put into him. So, which is great. And because I just love him, because I didn't like his base mode, how it was just his, I mean, I know it's a reference to the G1. There was a G1 photo that had him as the base mode with his legs spread out to the side. But after I looked up some fan mods, I absolutely love the base mode that I've created, and it just looks great, and he does everything else perfectly. And yeah, I really didn't like, whenever it was announced that it was just going to be a retool of Metroplex, I was like, I can't really be bothered. And then when I get it in hand, I'm just like, this thing is so much better than Metroplex. And yeah, so that's all I got this week. And I'm not ashamed that I'm putting the money into upgrading him, because I think he deserves it. And I'm excited for that.
Okie dokie. Upcoming TCCA news and club events. April 22nd, we have the Adelaide Toy and Comic Fair, which Max, you it's alluded tomorrow. To earlier. Yep, tomorrow. Also this weekend, we've got Supernova Gold Coast is on weekend. So head on down. Queensland rep John, Christian Lando, Edward Percy and Jared Griffith are going to be there over the weekend to entertain you and show you some of their figures. All our upcoming events are at the website in the upcoming events section. Aftro, thanks for listening. Australian Transformers Weekly is produced by Transformers Collectors Club Australia. You can find the TCCA website at transformerscca.com. There you'll find links to the Facebook group, discussion group, sales group, YouTube channel and Twitter, and this podcast. Also, while you're over at Twitter, please leave us a like and review. I thought the RSS feed was sorted out, but apparently today we still had an issue. Just paste transformersweekly.podbean.com/feed into your RSS feed of choice or podcatcher of choice, and you should be able to get us onto that. Max, thank you for tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'll most likely be back on next week to sort of talk about how tomorrow goes.
Yep.
Should be good.
Agreed. Mikey, thank you for coming back on. It's been a couple of weeks, but...
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully I'll be on next week if everything goes to plan. Also, everyone should be playing Transformers Forge to Fight because it is a good game and I am very much enjoying it. So much so that I am actually multitasking and playing it whilst I'm doing this show. So, yes, I think... it's quite addictive. But it's a really fun game. I think it's probably the best mobile game that we've ever had for the Transformers franchise.
How much money have you spent?
Zero. Wait, why do you think? What made you think that?
It's a mobile game, isn't it? Pay to play.
Yeah. Okay. It's not. And have you ever played Injustice for the iOS?
No.
Okay. Well, that one's very much pay to play if you want to actually get anywhere. But this one definitely isn't pay to play. I mean, you can if you want, but then, you know, it's not a good investment. Okay. But yeah, you don't have to pay to play this one, and it's genuine fun. I think Max is playing it. I think.
Yeah, I'd like it. I just don't really have the time to play it.
Often. Ah, okay.
Yeah. I'd play it more often if it wasn't. You know, it wasn't entirely online. I mean, I think it'd be vastly improved if it wasn't just.
Yeah, it's mostly, you know, online
only game.
Yeah, so it's a lot of online stuff, but like, yeah, it's not going to be one of these things that's going to sucker you into putting money into it. But yeah, I've never been this like invested into a mobile game and had so much fun. So Yeah, no, it's a cool game.
That's right. That's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
For episode 4, we are done. We'll be back next week for episode 5. I don't know if I'll be here because I'll be in Melbourne for Nova. So we'll see what happens.
Jason, I will host it. That will go down well. This will be a My Little Pony podcast now.
The circle is complete.
Your journey to the dark side is complete.
And on that note, goodbye.
I don't know what just happened.
Good night, everybody, from a trillion Transformers Weekly. Oh, I dropped my phone.
I spat coke across the seat in front of me. I was lucky it was.
Some of those were laugh out loud moments. Like, yeah. when they were in the Bat Cinema, I loved those ones. That was great.
Yep.
And then so many references to every single Batman thing ever.
Yeah.
I still really hate that movie because I'm watching the plot and so it just good. Looks so fucking bonkers.
It's great. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Quickly diverging the Lego Batman movie. It's hard. Because it's focused so much on superheroes and Batman, whereas the Lego movie was across the whole Lego brand at all. I appreciate the callbacks to previous Batman movies, which I thought it was really weird actually showing footage from those movies. The whole time I'm thinking, okay, are we going to see the kid that's doing all this? Like, they're sitting there going, peel, 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 whenever they're firing guns and everything else and going, radio.
Yeah.
And especially with the way the Joker subplot,
exactly.
Villain, and now I'm thinking, okay, are we going to get, or even Batman with the kid? Are we going to get some old guy in the plot in the basement?
Zach Galifianakis.
Has just found out that he's got a son and he doesn't want to deal with the son or something. Are we going to get some sort of subplot like that? It didn't happen. So.
So you don't get to see any humans in this one. So it's not exactly like the Lego movie, but I think it's better than the Lego movie. I'm a bit biased because I love Batman, but it's just such a fun movie and it's funny and it's a great, anyone can enjoy it. Like, it's not restricted to kids.
Yeah. Batman was tiring on me by the end. Like, I didn't need the bat suit fashion runway.
See, I loved all these quirky things. I loved it.
It was interesting. It's just pulling the piss out of Iron Man with his 58,000.
Oh, I love that. And what's the password? Iron Man sucks. That was great. I love how they could get away with that. That was great.
But even the villains, Joker's getting all the Joker's getting all the villains from the Phantom Zone. Like, I when I seen it, I thought, okay, it's the T-Rex, the Lego T-Rex and Echo from the Jurassic World series, and now some idiot on those forums is saying, oh no, it's from an early line, just repainted, and like, whatever, okay. But Voldemort, the Gremlins,
the Daleks. King Kong,
Daleks, like
a kind of Godzilla type thing, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's like, and it's it mirrors the original Lego movie so much. Like, he's getting introduced to all the villains.
Mm.
Whereas in the Ridge one, Emmett's getting introduced to all the master builders in Camp Cricker Land. Mm. But here we got Daleks, we got Voldemort, we got Gremlins.
Gremlins even. Like, who would have thought they were going to put Gremlins in this movie?
Sauron, like, yeah.
Sauron as well, like, what?
And
that was great.
When he got taken out.
Is there even a Gremlins Lego? I don't think there is.
No.
So they've got to make that now.
When Sauron got taken out and that whole room's just gone silent. Oh.
Anyway, we digress. We're not a Lego Batman podcast.
I posted a photo when they're about to fight and Batman's telling Robin that as we fight, cool words are going to suddenly appear.
Yeah, I loved that. That was great. I'm glad they brought that into it.
Just callbacks like that. It just...
Bam! Pow!
Yeah. Anyway, back to our collection.